This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere who are interested in what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, I recommend you spend the next hour with us, and we'll bring you to the bottom line of what's happening conversationally. What's the big yak this week? We have the charts from Talkers Magazine. They do the research, and we do the yakking. 10 stories, 10 people on the list that we'll try to get to during the course of this hour with our thoughts, ours, being Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program. And here I am from, I'm known as Mr. Good Day. Although so far today, I don't know that I feel like it's it's pretty sour because of all the stuff that's going on.
I just feel like, see if I'm wrong here, but this week, have you just felt like you're dragging around like a 50-pound boulder?
Well, it's the beginning of, for me, the psychology of flipping into fall is it's not good for me. I know it isn't psychologically. I just don't like going into this part of the year. A birthday, you know, that you're older. Christmas is great, then New Year's, and then I sort of feel refreshed. But when the leaves go away and the sky gets dark and it gets cold, I'm sure people like listening to you right now want to go jump off a bridge. Jay loves it.
I love the fall. I'm a fall girl, just like Jay's a cold weather girl. Like it's all great, but there's just
seasonal depression is very.
You're in California, they don't even have a fall. What are you?
No, it's not seasonal depression for me. For me, it's like there's just so much going. Like I'm just constantly feeling. I don't know. This is probably so not PC, but can I go with it?
Yeah, please.
My mom used to say it feels like I'm a one-armed paper hanger. So basically,
busier than a one-armed paper hanger. That was the old expression. Yes,
yeah,
right.
that's kind of, and I know that's probably not PC anymore. I'm sorry.
Why? Because paper hangers are not in anymore?
Or? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
using a one arm is probably.
Yeah, you seem like you're constantly like catching
Limbaugh,
up to something.
Limbaugh used to say on his program, he had, what was it? He had one high, he had something by the grace of God. I forget what the exact expression was, but he had one hand tied behind his back and his brain was better than everybody else's.
He was good. He was good, that guy.
Yeah. I was at an event last night with Jay's father, a Radio Hall of Fame dinner, and we were talking about.
I thought you should boycott that one, no?
Well, the big one that I have boycotted, yes, but this was a regional one. A bunch of New England broadcasters getting together. It's kind of a nice, neat time to talk to people that, you know, both Mike and I are aware of and know and are friends with some people that have been around for a while. It's just a nice way to share time with people who have done a lot of the same thing in their career that you have done. Let's see what there is that's, you know, retrospectively speaking. And so, anyway, we were talking about Limbaugh and how things have changed and where he started from, because your father is from Pittsburgh and one of the broadcasters was from Pittsburgh, and they started talking about Limbaugh, who started his career in Pittsburgh as a newsman named Jeff Christie, I think that was the name he used on the air, and he went to Kansas City after he got fired in Pittsburgh, and he got fired in Kansas City because he wouldn't keep his opinions to himself during the news. And we were reminiscing about my time early on in my career, when I was talking too much. I was a disc jockey, but the program director used to come into the studio and say, "Will you shut the F up and play the music?"
That doesn't sound like you.
No, of course not. All right, so let's get to the stories. Number 10 on the list this week from Talkers is the dress code, thanks to Mr. Fetterman, who's number 10 on the people list. This seems rather ridiculous to me, but we'll have time to talk about it. At number 9, both the story list and the people list, focusing on the leaders of their respective countries in at war, Russia and Ukraine, Putin and Zelensky. At number 8, DeSantis And the number eight story on the countdown list, the presidential race. I have some more to add to that, though. I think we need to be talking more about FDR Jr. FDR? No, not FDR. Oh, FDR Jr. Maybe RFK Jr.? Him, too.
Him, too.
Him, too. Number seven, Sean Fain on the people list. Trump's legal battle is number seven on the story list. Number six, the strike against the United Auto Workers. The migrant situation, number five. I have lots to say about a lot of this
That's
stuff.
That's rough.
I have nothing to say about Hunter Biden because it's a complete, it's nothing, there's nothing new in it. It's just an axe grind. This guy should be put out of his misery, in a manner of speaking. He's guilty, so let's do something with him and get him the hell out of the headlines.
Well, I can't believe I'm going to defend him, but he gets his day in court.
Yeah, okay. Hurry up, though.
Like everybody else.
Yeah, like 3 years from now. The economy and the Fed policy that didn't lead to any increase in interest rates, like they've already done enough damage, let's hold on to, to our decisions for a while. Number two, I don't get this either. I haven't heard one conversation on one program that I've either been involved in or have listened to. Maybe, Jennifer, have you talked about Biden's impeachment at all this week on
yes.
your program? You have. Okay. All right. Number one.
Mostly about the strategy of why and when and how and now and is it right.
And why, yeah, exactly. All right, the shutdown, whether we're going to have, it's not going to, the country's not going to shut down. They'll figure out something 5 minutes before midnight like they always do. And there's no leadership. The problem with number one is there is absolutely no leadership anywhere. The Democrats, the president, the Republicans, the Speaker of the House, there's no leadership. It's always no, 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 rather than what about this for an idea? And so around and around we go. I think people say, well, when Trump was president, we didn't have these problems. Yeah, we did. Yeah, same thing. It isn't about who's president. It's about what the political realities are and these guys trying to one-upsmanship each other. In the meantime, are we suffering? I don't really care at this point because I know that something will get done. And so why are we spending so much time talking about it? I think it's a waste of time. What I don't think is a waste of time is talking about number six, the United Auto Workers strike, because the UAW now, and we'll talk about this also with our friend Nick Miles, who's from a website called OurAutoExpert.com. The three largest car makers in our country, the strike against the three specific plants looks like it might get bigger. The union's deadline for seeing progress in contract negotiations is about to expire. So if there's no breakthrough, then auto workers say we're going to expand, or the union says we'll expand the strike to more facilities. So this, at this point, about 10% of the auto workers are on strike in our country, mostly at the Midwestern assembly plants. And it's all General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. They've got a strike at each of the plants. So what happens and how does this affect you? Well, have you tried to buy a car this week? Have you noticed that the prices have gone up a little bit? A little bit of sticker shock. There are the ads that are playing everywhere. Oh, you can save 30%. We give you $5,000 back. Those are on cars that nobody wants. If you are looking for a Ford F-150, good luck. You could buy one, but the sticker shock, they've already gone back to adding $5,000 to the sticker of all the potentially the cars that and trucks that are most in demand. You will find if that sticker hasn't been added, it will be. The pickup trucks account for the biggest profit margins in all the car makers, with all of them. They all are the same. And when it comes to Ford and GM and Chrysler, they all make tons of dough on their trucks. So, a matter of fact, if you want to get down to the bottom line, I have a very good friend who's has 25, 26 automobile dealerships here in the Northeast. And the reason they love selling pickup trucks is because they're the biggest profit margin. The car makers earn, on average, $15,000 per vehicle. I'm talking about the manufacturers. I'm not even talking about what happens when it gets to the dealership. So with that kind of profit, it isn't going to take long for this situation to get out of hand and to really hurt. So what do we do to fix it? You know, that's the thing. They want a 40% pay hike, and they're not going to get it. Even though, well, you're saying about the next four years. That's still 10% a year. Who's getting a 10% raise this year in the real world? Yeah? Anybody? I don't know anybody who's getting a 10% pay hike. Do you? Either of you? Jay? Jennifer? I don't know.
No.
Unless you're very fortunate. Yep. It's not in the cards. So.
Do we talk to our friends about their pay?
I don't talk to anybody about pay. Do you talk to
yeah,
your friends?
Yeah, I wouldn't know if my friends are getting 10%. Anyway. I know I'm not getting a 10% rate.
No. All right. So, what do we have here for presidential races dropped from number one to number eight this week, mostly because of the following. If you guys want to spend some time talking about this, I don't really want to. There's a new YouGov poll. And I don't know, I look at these things and I think, how stupid is this? You're going to ask people to characterize their attitude about the upcoming election, the White House. Who's going to be in the White House?
Because a lot of people are saying, are you excited? Are you not?
No.
Because it looks like it's going to be a rematch, essentially,
yeah,
at this point. So,
the number one word, Jennifer, that comes to mind, according to the researchers, is dread. D-R-E-A-D. Most Americans dread the outcome. There is a deep sense of uneasiness because neither of these leaders inspire us to do anything. Maybe you could say there are some people inspired by Trump. Yeah, I'm speaking for myself. Donald Trump does not inspire me, and neither does Joe Biden. And so where do we go? I don't look at anybody on the horizon. Maybe Robert F. Kennedy Jr. intrigues me a little bit. Maybe some of these guys who would be independent third party candidates. I always vote for people who don't win anyway. But it's just the weariness of how these pieces of this story fit together. Oy, man. So, you know what? I want to talk about something. When we come back, we're going to do social media. But there's something going on that is a reflection of something that happened in California a few years ago, only this time it's in Florida. Talk about that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review, 18 after the hour.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Hey, the new gate on the bed of the 24 F-150 is really cool, and it's definitely more functional. Ford's Austin Davis tells us how it works.
So all that tailgate that we already love stays. We're just taking it to the next level. We're adding a swing gate so that opens from the driver's side. So basically a little press a button and it swings open. Almost imagine like you're opening like a refrigerator door, something like that. It swings open. Then it lets you get right up next to the bed. So it basically gives you another 2 feet, call it, of reach into the bed. But the other thing with F-150, towing is so important to F-150 customers. 75% of F-150 customers tow. So the thing was, is okay, how does this tailgate interact when we're connected to a trailer? So what the team did is they built in some resistance points on it. So at 37 degrees, that precise like angle, there's a resistance point. So you open that tailgate, it catches right there, which is right before the hitch. So you can still step into the bed with that open at 37 degrees to get access to the bed, even while connected to a trailer.
With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sava promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry! Visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you'd like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, we're at 23 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen, overviewing the implications of some of the stories, the conversation taking place on some of the stations and some of the programs that we listen to. Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, so she has that impact, even though the station and the company is right of center. Interesting to get that point of view, because that seems to be the preponderance of formats on most of the news talk stations around the country. So here we are with a moment of silence. Maybe we should have
it's
one
about
of those.
Right.
Yeah, right. Social media. Normally during a good day program, during this segment of every hour, we focus on social media and people and their responses. For example, we often ask what you think the top news stories are of the week. So this is sort of your countdown. So what do we have for responses here, Jay?
Cheryl Grasick says the border.
Yep.
Jay Martin says the debt showdown, and if there's a shutdown, all members of Congress are in session until it's resolved. David Evernan.
They shouldn't get paid either.
By the way, just real quick on that border, she's so right. 10,000 encounters at the border on Wednesday alone. 10,000 on one day.
Yep.
Nuts.
Yep. Yeah. So, what it's doing to education, the whole business of Medicaid and where that's going. All right, keep going, Jay, please.
David Evernham posted a brain-dead president leading what is clearly a group of communist Congress members destroying our country.
Yeah, well, okay, you're welcome to your opinion, sir. Keep going.
Stacey DeRay says, how about the one that should be in the news and isn't? Young women in their 20s finding small lumps or rashes are being turned away from getting a mammogram because they aren't 40.
Let's hear it for the insurance business. And how the collaboration works between them and corrupt politicians and bureaucrats. All right.
Donald Trump said, it is tiring sorting out real, actual news from opinionated cow manure. I cleaned that one up. On a constant basis. Any ideas about it? That's valid. That's very valid.
I'm an expert.
You can look
in cow
at
manure.
A news article and only look at the title. And see what pictures they use. You can tell where their opinion is based before you even read the article itself.
Wait a minute. Let's just hold on just a second. Oh. Hold your horses. Paul Brady, I don't know who he is, obviously, but he apparently is a Red Sox fan because he doesn't like the Red Sox because he says that the most important story for him this week is the Red Sox being eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh. I like the Dodgers clinching. That was a good one for me.
Boo.
Not that you asked.
No, I didn't ask.
You know, for the Guardians, there's always next season. Right. Believe me, Jay, for a long time. This is going to be our year. Oh.
All right, what else have we got here from the commentville of our listeners, some of them?
Yeah, and Dennis Ducott said the incompetent Republican House wanting to get rid of McCarthy impeachment inquiry with no evidence, not willing to have a whole House meet with Zelensky, no spending bill progress, talk about lack of leadership, failure on all accounts.
That's pretty accurate. All right, what's next on the question board?
Everything you agree with, I don't, and everything you don't agree with, I do. It's a really weird day today. It's like opposite day with your little
everyone gets represented.
That's it. Right, here on all sides. All right, what else have we got for questions on the our social media handle, by the way, is that Good Day Networks, all of them, all the social media handles are the same. Anyway, go
ahead. Really kind of asking the statement, what is happening in our society? You have a man dead because of a heart attack following the altercation at the football game. Somebody is dead from doing yard work on a property line. People are dying from road rage accidents, fights over parking spots, turning around in the wrong driveway.
How about this? A woman in Hemet, California gets stabbed to death multiple times. By the way, she's dead because she asked her neighbors to stop doing drugs in front of her kids.
Huh? Right.
See? Like, what is happening? Carol Thomas says, we have tipped the scales in leniency and our expectations of fellow citizens are minimal. Churches are maligned, men are demeaned, and the traditional family of old is close to being extinct.
Well, this had to be said for tradition, and some of it's not so great, though. That's the thing you got to pick and choose. 28 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is claiming, with video evidence, the Biden administration sent Border Patrol agents to Texas and cut open the border that Abbott secured to stop illegal immigrants from infiltrating his state. The Biden administration's open border policy has allowed illegal immigrants to cross into America in the millions since taking office January 20th, 2021. Governor Abbott on Fox News last night.
By us building our own border wall, by us putting up these razor wire barriers and not allowing people to pass, by deploying the National Guard to make sure that we repel migrants who are trying to get into the country, and what do we have? We have Joe Biden interfering with my efforts to secure the actual border. I've never seen someone like that obstruct a governor who actually is trying to limit illegal immigration into our country.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Going to be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
And the winner is, everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
Here we are, 34 at the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what some pretty special people who are attached to my program that makes them special. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. The number 9 item on the story list, focus on the war. The head of NATO saying that weakening Russia allows the United States to intensify its efforts in countering the foolishness from China. So this is more of what's going on the United Nations this week, the General Assembly, the NATO Secretary General saying that he wants to mobilize support for Ukraine. That's why he invited, number 9 on the list.
Can we just talk about the UN? That was a big story this week, right?
Yeah.
What a waste. I'm sorry. It's just such a waste of time. It is pomp and circumstance. All these people know how to do is wish about spending money. none of them really want to get serious about solving problems. This was all about climate change this week. And if if I had a dollar for every time someone said, we need to spend more to stop climate change. Good luck. How much money is it going to take for you to change the temperature 1 degree? That's what I want to know. You're going to cool the oceans by 1 degree. So how much money will that take? Should we just pony that all up now? And they can never give you an answer because they've created an industry for themselves where all these little, like, you know, empty suits have created money patterns for themselves. They can all make money on this.
Yeah.
So
now, we're diplomats.
Now, and that's just number one. Number two, did you hear about the Israeli ambassador who got arrested by the UN? This guy, this is unbelievable, the bias of the United Nations. So the murderous leader from Iran is talking at the UN. One of the Israeli ambassadors stands up with a picture about where is so-and-so or something like that, because this woman has been jailed for not wearing her her head covering in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
She's in jail. So he puts up this sign. They arrest him. Now, this is not the first time people have held signs in the United Nations. Then when he said, why am I being arrested? They couldn't tell him why. They said it wasn't for the sign. It was for something else. But they arrested him. And then he said, well, I'm an ambassador. I have, you know,
diplomatic,
you can't arrest me. I have immunity. Right. And so then they finally let him go. I mean,
it's a circus.
It is a circus. And why is it okay that people can hold up signs when Zelensky's out there begging for more money, but people can't hold signs when they're looking for a woman who's being jailed? Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Nations
Zelensky's also stretching on me. I think he's fine. He's trying to be passionate for his country. But how dare Ukraine have a kill list with Americans on it while they have their money in our pocket? I'm sorry. That is inexcusable. And you may have heard of
it. So what's his explanation for that?
There is no explanation. They fired the ambassador who said it. This is wild. If you didn't see this, you should
I did not
this
see
one.
This.
So an American transgender woman from America went to Ukraine at the beginning of the war to cover the war, okay?
Why is it important that she's transgender?
Well, just because it's part of the story every time.
Oh, okay.
She goes to Ukraine to cover the war. She's enamored with Ukraine and with their efforts. And so she leaves her job and she goes to the Ukrainian government and says, I'll be an ambassador for you, or I mean a spokesperson for you. So they hire her as a spokesperson. And the reason I mention it is it's a wild look if you want to Google it. And so she gets up there and she makes these videos about how they're going to tear dissidents apart, gnashing at their body, foaming at the mouth, like these crazy violent messages that she's sending to people who are disparaging Ukraine and who she says are pro-Russia. And then she announces that Ukraine has the kill list. And if immediately the military sees Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson, Jack Posobiec, all these different, like, conservative commentators, that they're going to rip them apart like rabid dogs. That's a little weird, yet we're still handing over tons of money. I thought we were about free speech. So this week, this person was put on hold, I guess, or suspended from her position. But all of this is going on at the UN is still saying more, more, more money. And I'm not saying that Ukraine isn't the good guy in this particular race, but there's a lot of corruption over there. We need more accountability for all the money we dump into the black hole. Okay, mic drop. Now back.
Hi. Thank you very much. Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen.
You can see that it's a little frustrating.
All right. All right. Well, as long as we're talking about Republicans, there is a military. We're talking about right wingers.
I'm just talking about
you said conservatives.
Sense.
I'm talking about right wingers.
Yeah, like
no,
to
there's
throw
no
money
common
in a
sense.
Hole and set it on fire.
No, I'm happy to have us scrutinize that because I think you're right about that. I think there's way too much waste, fraud, and corruption. And the military is up to their Mickey, at least some of the leaders are, in collusion with the people. Look
and
at how many
Democrat and Republican.
Exactly.
That's not partisan.
Look at how many people who have gone into the service, get out of the service, and they go to work for Lockheed Martin, they go to work for Boeing, they go to work for Rockwell, they go to work for all of the military industrial, these people that make planes and tanks and boats and stuff. And that's what happens. That's the way it works. Very corrupt. So now we have a blockage in the House because Republicans want to cut the military spending. And I don't know how much of this is because of Ukraine. They don't want military money going to stuff over there. But
well, they're trying to lump it all together, and that's the problem, is that they're putting all these spending bills together with more money to Ukraine, and it becomes really messy. I wish we would just do clean bills so we could decide as a country mm-hmm. what we're supporting and what we're not, but that's yep. not the congressional way these days.
Yep. All right. So what's happening with Tommy Tuberville's blockade of getting military promotions? Because a lot of them are in limbo. Nothing's happening, right?
It failed. It's done. His blockade is now officially over. Not because he didn't try, but because they worked around him.
Right. All right. So I just have to throw this in because I so abhor Clarence Thomas. The
bizarre.
Justice this week attended some kind of an event, and apparently it's not his first, at the Koch family's home with the invite from Charles and David Koch. But David, Charles, one of them's dead. I don't remember which one. Which one of them died? I think it was David. No, Charles stayed.
You
Charles
missed my
died.
Joke. It was new.
New Coke?
Remember how terrible nobody liked New Coke.
Okay, I think maybe I should just keep moving here. number eight on the list is the presidential race. So the Democratic voters that are getting excited about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., apparently there's more damage to be done to Joe Biden if he runs as an independent than if he runs as a
more
Democrat.
Than that, did you guys go? He was almost assassinated this weekend, and no one has said anything about that.
No.
In Los Angeles,
no protection.
There was a guy that was dressed in a pretty legit-looking U.S. Marshals outfit mm-hmm. that showed up fully armed to a speaking engagement that Robert F. Kennedy had in Los Angeles. And, you know, his team has been asking for Secret Service detail on him for, I think, two formal requests.
The Democrats that are running things, they're not going
to
give him Secret Service.
No, they'd like to see him die. I hate to say it, but they paid for them. And so they're not going to give him any protection. So this guy shows up screaming to get into his campaign event. He's got this weird social media history. And unless you dig around for the story, you wouldn't know it even happened. It's crazy. It just came and it went. And, I mean, a pretty big deal to be almost executed at a campaign event.
One of my favorite former congressmen is Dennis Kucinich.
He's with Kennedy.
He is. He's running his campaign. And that's why I like Kennedy even more. I remember when I did more politics. I don't know
Kucinich on. I like
he was
him.
On all the time, and he and I became friends.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He is. He's a fabulous. He's a very interesting man, and I don't know what's the buzz on him still in Cleveland, because it came from Cleveland, Jay. Kucinich was the mayor of Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, before he became a congressman, wasn't he? Yeah, I think he was the mayor there. And you know, he blazed a trail that was independent, kind of like if you look at the cinema, maybe you'd say that she's not intellectually in the same place. Kucinich was intellectually superior to most of the people who were in the House. He just was smarter than everybody else. And he had
and
this
he
wonderful.
Also, he's the kind of liberal that I think many of us miss, which is the classic liberal that supported free speech. Now that those days are gone, it's a different party.
Yeah. Yeah. So far, all the stuff that I've seen, what Kennedy's polling with Democrats is pretty steady, around 22% to 24% in the first five primary states. His favorability rating exceeds in some states, it exceeds Joe Biden. So that's why they're worried about this guy. I don't know if Joe's worried about him, because I'm not sure he even knows who he is, but certainly the Susan Rice's of the Democratic Party are worried and worked up about him. Are we not connected to Jay? What's going on with Jay, James?
I know I'm here, but you kept talking.
Well, I asked you about Kucinich.
I'm going to cinema and then the polls.
No, I wanted to, but I sort of took a breath and I hope you jump in to talk about Kucinich. So I'm taking a breath again.
No, there's not a lot going on in the news or anything. Cleveland's focus is on Nick Chubb.
I'm talking about the history of Kucinich there. I think I'm not sure that we have James that we're connected here the way we ought to be connected.
Can you not hear me?
No, I don't think you can hear us, and I don't think we can hear you. All right, let's keep moving here. Situation number five this week, the migrant situation. So I think I've told the story on the air about the migrants that came to my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts.
A bunch of them, you said, right?
Four busloads at the moment. 100 people being taken care of. The taxpayers are paying for their rooms at the Red Roof Inn. And then they're doing, we have a number of people that are...
Is breakfast included?
I think breakfast, lunch, and dinner is included. There have been a number of rumors about whether they were crooks or not because they had ankle bracelets on. And the reason they had ankle bracelets on, as it turned out, is that they didn't get interviewed by ICE. So anybody that didn't get interviewed, they put ankle bracelets on so they could keep track of them, which I guess is... I'm not sure it's...
Bizarre, but okay.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Well, but the whole damn thing is bizarre.
I know.
How are they getting...
The fact that 10,000 people came in on, 10,000 people came in on one day.
Yeah.
How is that sustainable? And apparently it's like, I mean, there's trains they're taking. I don't know if you've seen the train that's coming. There's a train loads of people that are coming, uh-huh. People on foot. And then they get moved to places that are sanctuary cities. And then the sanctuary cities are complaining, well, you made yourself a sanctuary city. Now you actually have to deal with the consequences of being a sanctuary city. It's just such a humanitarian thing. I don't know. The kids that are being brought over and the fentanyl and the... It's just... Oh, it's a mess.
But the idea that the Democrats are trying to be loyal. There are people here in Massachusetts that are loyal backers of Biden. And they look around and they realize how much they are. The governor of Massachusetts had the other day, she feels like she's standing in quicksand.
Yeah.
As she's watching this migrant situation.
I think he's seen a lot of Democrats turn on him. You know, I saw, and it's happening fast because they weren't. They were sticking with him. But Cori Bush, who's one of the squad members, said she can't believe the humanitarian crisis. And that's true.
Yeah. We have a bill here in Massachusetts of $250 million. Taxpayers are going to pay for all of this. I resent the living hell out of that, frankly. All right, Jennifer and Jay and Doug here at 48 after the hour.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. Those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitran, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitran has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, you get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, Toploss.com.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour, the Friday Good Day program, and here on tap is Nick Miles from ourautoexpert.com. That's his website. You can go there and find places, information on best new car deals, used car deals, all kinds of things connected. And I suppose we start with the strike and what that is impacting and what happens if there are supposedly today various decisions that are supposed to be made as to whether they'll shut down more plants because they're not getting the 40% raise, and I can't imagine the universe in which they would get a 40% raise over 4 years. Can you? 10% a year? I don't see that happening.
It's a lot, isn't it? I mean, that would put them at a higher rate than the national average to get
the national average. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
but they have, you know, it's difficult because they did see a lot of these car companies through the difficult times, and they took bigger cuts than a lot of American workers, and they weathered the storm, and so they did take a bigger hit, and now they're asking to sort of be put back right, but they're asking for a lot more. So, did they take a bigger hit than the average American worker, and now they're asking to be set right, but are they asking for too much? I think most people think they are.
Yeah, right. I think people are not feeling, it's once again these union, it's the leaders, not so much the membership, and the way that they present things. There's kind of an arrogance attached to it. So that's the impact that the strike is having, at least at the moment. And with the shutting down, I think you said there's 50 some odd days of supply, depending on the manufacturer and the model, I suppose, as much as anything else. So will this if this goes on, it'll be COVID Part two, in terms of used cars, everybody that can't find a new car, they want a late model used car. And so what are the, are you looking at trends, prices going up? Are there any good deals on used cars? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, interest rates are there for those slightly used. I like to call them nicely looked after used cars with low mileage. The interest rates, you can get about 5% interest rates for slightly used cars. Those vehicles are approximately 5% interest rates across the board.
You get those mostly from credit unions.
that are attached to dealerships. Yeah, credit unions.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're pre-certified vehicles. Those vehicles you'll find from companies like BMW, from Mercedes, from a lot of the American car companies. And they have a good interest rate there for those pre-certified cars. You want to look for that pre-certified seal when you go in there because...
Yeah, isn't that interesting, Nick? There are a lot of people who have tried... They get financing. It was for a while. You couldn't get financing. You can't. The question was on whether you could lease a used car, and you can't. You can buy them, and they'll finance it for you, but you can't get a lease. And I always wondered why that was. You know, why can't you just lease a used car?
Yeah, because with the leasing situation, the car has a known value, but with a used car, it doesn't have a known value. And so that's the difficulty with it. With a used car, that value is kind of in question, where people like ALG, they'll put a value on a brand new car, but they won't do that on a used car because you never know quite how it was used, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it abused?
Yeah.
With a new car, it has a value and it has a depreciation value. So if it's pre-certified, you'll get a good interest rate on it, about 5%. And that's the suggestion. Find something that is probably a 2018 to 2023, and you can get about 5% interest on that. Lincoln are doing some of those, and you'll also find them across the board. But the pre-certification is really important. That means the manufacturer of the dealership's gone through it, and they've certified it as a good buy. And you'll find some good interest rates on those vehicles. Make sure you keep the mileage under about 50,000, though.
All right. So what happens when you buy one of these cars and the salesman says to you, you can purchase for an extra $2,000 an unlimited warranty, i.e. an insurance policy, on the engine, the drivetrain, and important components to the car. Is that something you ought to buy, or is it something you just, why don't you make the cars good enough so they don't need insurance? That's always my answer. You want me to buy insurance? What's wrong with the car?
You know, obviously, cars go bad, right? That's one of the biggest problems with those cars. And you'll find that those guys aren't going to guarantee anything. Things do go bad over those few years. And so the warranty is only so good. And that's, I mean, as you know, Doug, you buy things in the best case scenario. And those things, then they're not always any promises. And the promise is the pre-certification is the best way to go. I'm going to tell you that every time.
All right, so pre-certification, make sure the dealership says, yep, we've checked this car out, and it's A-OK. All right, there's a good update on what's going on in the car business from top to bottom. Nick Miles at rautoexpert.com here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.